Salt Lake County Mayor Ben McAdams is calling for County Recorder Gary Ott to resign his post following reports of his declining health. KUER's Nicole Nixon has more.
On Wednesday, Mayor McAdams formally asked for the resignation of Recorder Gary Ott.
There's clear questions, I would say, as to his ability and capacity to perform the duties of his office. Certainly if somebody, at the very least, is not coming into the office and not working for the taxpayers of Salt Lake County, that raises concern.
Ott is an elected official, and McAdams says as it stands, there's no way to remove him from office unless there's proof he committed a crime or he resigns himself.
There's a gap in state law, and that gap needs to be fixed.
Earlier this year, legislators considered a bill that would allow removal of mentally incapacitated elected officials, but it didn't pass. Its sponsor, Representative Rebecca Chavez-Houck, has said she'll continue to push the issue. Ott's chief deputy, Julie Dole, says the recorder is rarely in the office. Dole says she runs day-to-day tasks and insists that the office is running smoothly.
Gary has always been more of a hands-off leadership style and a delegation style, and so he's allowed me to run the office since he appointed me.
According to public records, Ott earns over $180,000 a year, including benefits. Dole says she's concerned about Ott's health, but besides keeping the recorder's office up and running, there's nothing she can do.
When I ask how he's doing, he says he's doing fine. He doesn't talk to me about his personal health or well-being, and so there's nowhere I can go from there.
Ott has been in office since 2001. His current term runs through 2020. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.